First in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
You're listening to Karen Cataline as a regular guest host of the nationally syndicated Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network.
Now, the one who protects us all from prattling prognosticators and perfidious pundits.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Look for the Union Naval.
And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan Show. Here he is, the longest-running nationally syndicated centrist host in the country, Alan Nathan.
Well, welcome again to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline filling in today. Good to have you along. We have another great hour of guests and commentary. And this next guest, looking forward to speaking to her right away. And she is a senior editor at The New American. She started there in 2009. And before that, had worked in the public and private sectors. What an interesting topic she's here to talk about. Rebecca Terrell joins us right now. Welcome, Rebecca, to the Alan Nathan Show.
Hi, Karen. Thank you so much. It's great to be on.
Well, it's great to have you. And when I saw this and the background on it, I'm just going to read it and let you go. Let's see. For the first time in U.S. history, an American president is facing criminal charges, but it's not the current occupant with a trail of evidence that he peddled influence to multiple nations, including China. Is the wrong president on trial? What do you say?
Of course. Absolutely. Well, you know, that's just a rhetorical question on your part, I'm sure, because, yes, we have truly traitorous charges for the current president, and everything's being brushed aside, and nothing's wrong, nothing to see here. And then we have these ridiculous, I mean, it's a kangaroo court. This is the way communist dictators treat, they torture and try to demolish their political opponents. And this is exactly what we're seeing here. You know, it really is a situation where we have a statute of limitations even is being broken. It's a legally insufficient case, you know, as has been said by many in the law, in judgeships around the country.
You know what, Rebecca, what strikes me more than anything else is that we're watching it all together. It's all in plain view. And anybody who has an ounce of a sense of fairness, which they're trying to eradicate from American culture, is screaming at the top of their lungs, why doesn't anybody see this? Or it's a declaration that justice, equal justice under the law, no longer applies, and the abuse of power is now just fine and dandy. Do you feel that way? Like, you cannot stand almost to even watch it because you watch it before your very eyes and you know, you're screaming.
Absolutely.
How do you organize people who do this, who are all screaming at the same time?
Right. We have the symbol of justice, which is the maiden with the blindfold and the scales in her hands. And
yes,
we have judges who are your mind automatically puts an R or a D behind their names when you see them. That's
right.
That's an absolute travesty of justice. Justice is supposed to be blind. We are supposed to be a republic, a rule of law, rather than this mob rule that we have now. And, you know, we see good, God-fearing Americans being put behind bars because they showed up to the Capitol with waving banners on January 6th. And then you have
which isn't a crime.
Which is not a crime.
And exactly. Being accused of an armed insurrection, but they can't point to anybody who was armed except the Capitol Police.
The Capitol Police, and of course, we do know two of the agents provocateur. We do have, thanks to Clay Higgins and his congressional investigations, we do know that this is a truth and not just a speculation that the FBI had agents provocateur who, you know, those doors were opened for the J6ers. The J6ers mm-hmm. didn't barge in. Now, there were some who broke windows, but again, can you say agents provocateur? You know, this wasn't by far and wide. It was another going after the people who didn't even enter the Capitol, which is just insane. I mean, I know people who were there.
If you want to go after your political enemies, you know, right. That's what you do. You accuse them of things they didn't do.
Right.
Or and we accuse them of a crime that isn't a crime.
Exactly. And we absolutely have to. And, you know, you say, okay, how do we fight back against this machine? And I really, Karen, I really do believe that the immediate solution is, and I mean immediate, before the 2024 election in November, everyone goes back to voting on one day and voting with paper ballots, no machines. That, I mean, it is proven. We know this from prior to 2020. We had mostly the Democrats calling this out, about how vulnerable the machines are and how just ripe for infiltration and for election fraud and all of this. And now, oh, the 2020 election was the most secure in U.S. history. The hypocrisy yeah. is palpable. It is insulting. It actually is quite insulting to
very
a
insulting.
Thinking mind. Yeah.
Rebecca, I hate to be the curmudgeon here, but when... You know, they used to say when your opponent, I don't want to call them enemy, that's what they do, but these are enemies of America, are destroying themselves, get out of the way. But when the enemy is making the law and they're in charge of enforcing it, then how can you, you know,
right.
that they are
well,
not going to call for paper ballots? We know this. They're winning.
Well, that's true. But there are movements in every state. And I can't say every single state, but many, many states, majority of states, there are movements where citizens have gotten together and discovered these discrepancies, not just discrepancies, but actual illegal activity in the voting records, you know, phantom voters and all sorts of problems with the voting records.
Printed off ballots that have never right. been creased before.
Right.
Ever.
Exactly. But I don't know if you're familiar with a group called United Sovereign Americans. It's not a sovereign citizens group, but their acronym is USA. Their acronym
right.
is USA, which I just love. But they are dropping right now. They've already dropped some lawsuits in various states, filing for temporary restraining orders on the 2024 election, insisting, showing their proof that these voter rolls are in violation of three laws that have been passed by the left. Now, these are not laws that I would say, yay, these are good laws, they're constitutional laws, but the voter rolls are in violation of these laws. One is the Civil Rights Act, one is the American Voter Participation Act, National Voter Participation Act, I should say, and the other is the Help America Vote Act. And they're saying, okay, those laws say that if I feel like my right to vote is under any form is being infringed or could be infringed, I mm-hmm. can file a temporary restraining order. And that actually, what it does is it gives them standing, because even if they go through with the 2024 election with the machines and all of this stuff, knowing because the courts now know that there are problems with the voter rolls that violate these three laws that are on the books. Mm-hmm. Even if they go through with it, then the person who certifies that election can be held legally liable. And so you have standing. So you don't have another January 6th situation where you have people who, we know something's wrong. We don't know exactly what, but it's very wrong. And so we're going to show up and make our voices heard. And then you get thrown in the slammer. They're saying we now have legal standing in these cases, and we can bring lawsuits and have those elections if they are certified, if they do carry them out. You see how that works?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there is actually a group, and this
they're trying
is
trying to
all,
be proactive.
They're grassroots. They're grassroots. They're not funded by anybody. There's no Bill Gates and there's no George Soros behind any of this. It is all grassroots. And that is the one thing that's preventing them from moving forward more quickly is money. Of course, you got to have a lot of money to make this stuff happen. Mm. But I really, I've reported on them before, and I just think their story is fascinating because this is a real solution. You know?
Well, that's what I was going to ask that we wrap up this segment with, and there's so much more to talk about, is other than that, and that's good, is there anything, tough question, Rebecca, is there anything about which you are optimistic, given all the pitfalls and the potholes and the frightening things we're watching?
I see more younger people running for office and realizing the Constitution. We need to stand up for that. We need to stand up for our culture. We need to stop kowtowing to others in the name of tolerance. Others who come in across the southern border, supposedly yearning to be free, but they're waving their flags from these countries that so oppressed them, supposedly, and seeing that we are ceding our culture. We are losing our culture because they're coming across, and this is, and they know this is orchestrated. It's not just happening by some happenstance.
They know.
You know, but that's a slower progression.
Part of the battle.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that this is deliberate. It's amazing how many Republicans or conservatives think that this is incompetence. I wish they were more incompetent, but this is deliberate, very obviously.
Amen.
Right? Rebecca, tell everybody how they can find you, follow you, and learn more.
Absolutely. We're at thenewamerican.com and on all the social media.
Excellent. We do appreciate your time, and I love that you don't mince words. Good for you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Karen.
Rebecca Terrell there. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with more on The Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.
From author and illustrator Terry Liebenson comes the 8th book in the New York Times best-selling Emmy and Friends series. Always Anthony tells the story of two very different friends who grapple with a bullying incident at middle school. Anthony is one of the most popular kids in class, while Leah is very timid. But it turns out they have a lot more in common than they think. One day, they witness Anthony's teammates bullying a 6th grader. What happens next could cement their friendship or blow it up forever. Author Terry Liebenson, who was also the cartoonist behind the award-winning comic strip The Pajama Diaries, tells us more about the new book.
Always Anthony is a story about unexpected friendship and everyday bravery. I hope young readers will keep in mind that friendship can be found where we least expect it. And good friends will always have your back when it comes to doing the right thing and standing up for others.
The new children's graphic novel, Always Anthony, is now available wherever books are sold.
For veterans concerned about their alcohol or drug use, seeking help can be the first step toward recovery. Dr. Joseph Liberto, National Mental Health Director for Substance Use Disorders with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, has more.
May is Mental Health Month, and VA is committed to letting every veteran know that help is available. Substance use disorder can harm your physical and mental health, but it can be treated. There are thousands of veterans in recovery.
VA's Today I Am campaign highlights real stories from veterans describing how treatment, support, and resources help them improve their mental health and their lives.
VA has programs to treat substance use disorder at facilities throughout the country. We also offer telehealth services. A better, fuller life is possible. Today, you can start on a path toward recovery.
To learn more, visit maketheconnection.net/MHM.
Welcome back to The Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today. And as we work on getting our next guest, who might be a little late, I have a couple of thoughts going back to a couple of previous issues. You know, in all the things that we talk about, these times are exposing our blind spots. I don't know if you've noticed this, but it's never ceases to amaze me that when the world turns upside down, our blind spots are being exposed. Not only are we called upon to take a stand and to look at our own moral weaknesses, ethical lapses, but we're seeing that other people, excuse me, are... we're watching other people selling out for ham sandwich, for heaven's sake. Anyway, I'll have more thoughts about this in the future. It's something I've been working on and thinking about, so there's a lot more to say about that. But right now we do have our guest. She's a campaign director for Catholic Vote, and her name is Logan Church. Welcome, Logan, to the Alan Nathan Show. It's good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Great. So, yes, we love having you on. And we hope this is going to be a positive kind of segment, because you are here to talk about how Catholics, which is the group that you really represent, Catholic Vote, how can Catholics, as you put it, save America?
Yeah. So typically when I come on, we're talking about something that's doom and gloom. And so it is kind of nice to come on and talk about something positive for a change. So Catholic Vote is actually releasing a book. It's on pre-order right now. It's called For God, Country, and Sanity, How Catholics Can Save America. And so it's great. You can find it on Amazon or on Catholic Vote's website. And it's going to be a great book. It's written by a compilation of plenty of authors who have wonderful experiences across the political world and the media world. And these are people who are just in the trenches who work with such a broad spectrum of topics. So topics like parental rights, you know, school choice, how gay marriage changed America, why the Catholic left is absolutely wrong about abortion, the weaponization of the federal government, of law enforcement, how to win the women's vote, you know, the war on family, all these topics that I think we can all agree, Catholic or not, is going on. And essentially, the root of the book is educating Catholic voters on what does it mean to be a Catholic voter and how does the teachings of the church translate to the ballot box. And not just the ballot box, but also to the public square. And we're called to, when you have an understanding of something greater, you're called to a higher expectation of interacting with society. And so, you know, if you truly believe that you understand something well and you understand the teachings of the church well, you should be educating others in policy and in action and in the public square.
Right. Well, and why don't you choose one of those that you think is particularly optimistic for us? Because I would respectfully disagree that most of us can agree. I think all decent people who remember what America was about, including dissent, disagreement, debate, which is somehow no longer allowed if you don't agree with the radical left. But I'm not sure that everybody agrees. What is one of the most optimistic things about, you mentioned lots of different issues. Where can people, Catholic or not, I don't think you have to be Catholic, tap in to what they hope will be an optimistic message, and what can they do about it? Everybody's asking that question in one form or another.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I say everyone can agree, I think most people do agree in some facet and maybe in their own way that there are things that are under attack right now, like parental rights. Mm-hmm. I think that anybody with two eyes and a brain, look at the way that the ACLU and the radical left is pushing an agenda against parents and school choice and pushing an agenda down our children's throats. I mean, the American family unit has been under attack for 50 years. And I think that a lot of Americans, regardless of their political affiliation, kind of feel that pressure. And I think one of the sections of the book that I'm most excited about is talking about the chapter's called Pro-Family or Fill-Family, and talking about, you know, as a society, the importance of a family unit, the importance of raising your children to understand the importance of a family unit. And so it's talking about Catholic social teaching through that and how you can really change the world through loving your family. And, you know, like I think that's a section of the book that is going to be so positive and so empowering to so many men and women, whether or not they have children yet.
Well, and being a person who I guess is a little bit of a pessimist, I guess it's important, I think, to say how and why is the nuclear family or a family such a threat to these radical communists? Mm-hmm. I have an answer to that, but I just want you to give it because it's so patently clear. It's not subtle anymore when you call parents domestic terrorists for going to a school board meeting and asking that pornography not be on grade school shelves, which in any other environment they would get arrested for. But you go to a fourth grader school and you can have all manner of pornography.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think parents are the last line of defense between the government school system trying to indoctrinate our children. And at the end of the day, if your kids are coming home to parents who love each other and have an orderly home, you know, it provides them perspective that maybe they aren't receiving outside of the four walls of their home. And so when you see, you know, crime rates go up and you see drug use go up and you see all these issues in society, most people will have a conversation and say, well, what's going on in that home? You know, why are these kids making those choices? Why are kids joining gangs? Most of the time, it's because they don't have a solid family unit. And at the end of the day, the radical left seems to enjoy that because then they're able to indoctrinate at a young age, put them into the system that votes for them. And, you know, they get the best of their both worlds. And so at the end of the day...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just got to throw this in a minute. Mother Teresa had a really great quote when she went and presented to Congress, and they talked about wanting, you know, changing the world. She said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family as well.
Yeah. What I wanted to throw in there is, in a vacuum, this would seem preposterous, but when you look at the behavior of the radical left that actually seems to thrive on enabling criminals, turning criminals into victims and law-abiding citizens into criminals, they seem to relish criminal behavior. If you want more criminal behavior, destroy the family, right?
Make fathers
and that's
not
what we're
be
watching.
Responsible. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, as soon
yes.
as you tell dads that they don't have to be there, you know, they can show up if they want or not. It doesn't matter because the system's going to, the system rewards them not to be there. So, yeah, it's a broken
We got to run. Tell everybody they can get this book.
CatholicVote.org or find it on Amazon.
Logan Church, thank you. You're so articulate for this position. We appreciate your time and your point of view, your perspective. Thank you. Well, we're going to tackle a little bit of climate change. Oh, my God, that's clearly what we're all afraid of, the weather, when we get back in the next segment or two. You're listening to The Alan Nathan Show here on the Main Street Radio Network.
A new report from the Jed Foundation reveals students at schools that completed the Jed Campus program are 25% less likely to attempt suicide, have improved average anxiety and depression scores, and are more likely to graduate. Dr. Michelle Mullen, Jed's Senior Vice President and Chief Design and Impact Officer, explains.
We are well aware that young people are struggling with emotional health, but we found that schools that completed our Jed Campus program saw statistically significant improvements in student mental health.
The Jed Campus Technical Assistance Program has partnered with more than 440 colleges and universities, representing 5.6 million students.
Our study analyzed 10 years of data and found that campus communities are making positive strides to benefit the mental health and well-being of students. The increased focus on emotional health is making campuses safer and providing students with the help they need.
To learn more, visit jedfoundation.org/CIR2024.
AmeriCorps is the federal agency for volunteerism and national service. And AmeriCorps Seniors focuses on engaging adults 55 years of age and over in national service in their communities. So we connect them to volunteer opportunities through our three signature programs, the Foster Grandparent Program, the Senior Companion Program, and RSVP. And they can build really good connections there. So for example, Shelly, who's here with me today, she has been a volunteer with the RSVP program since 2016, and she really values the connections that she's made, both personally and in the community. For more information, you can go to AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment. And there you'll find more information about the programs and how you can get involved and find local volunteer opportunities.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt, and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, sitting in for Alan today. And what's with Biden's war on home appliances? I'm telling you, it's not as if we don't have any problems in this world, but he's going to. It's just too preposterous for words. Here to unpack it for us is Kennerly Davis, conservative commentator, former deputy attorney general for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and author of Revolution, A Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left and Restore the Promise of America. Kennerly Davis, thank you for joining us here on the Alan Nathan Show.
Good to be with you, Karen.
So, what is with this war on home appliances? We see the focus on petty in light of catastrophe, and yet here we are. What's going on?
Well, recall that Biden ran for president on a pledge to, as he put it, end fossil fuels. And since day one of his administration, he has, in fact, waged an all-out, all-fronts war on the development and use of fossil fuels. Everything's been targeted: power plants, pipelines, vehicles, and appliances. Gas appliances of all sorts, gas stoves being the lead target a year or so ago, and electric appliances also, because as he shuts down power plants and puts stress on the grid, he has to also go after established technologies and electric home appliances and mandate new designs, new technologies that use less electricity, but in using less electricity, they are uniformly more expensive and less efficient. It takes longer to do the job, longer to clean the clothes. And his latest appliance, the water heater, they've set a so-called efficiency standards that are so onerous they can only be met by greatly expanding the use of a new water heater technology that is water heated using heat pumps, okay, heat pump technology. And they make all the usual claims, and none of which are supported by the facts. This is going to be another case of a mandated new technology that forces existing reliable economical technology, water heaters, out of the market and replaces it with unproven, less effective technology.
Am I right in making a rather blanket statement that it seems like most of these supposed improvements are always worse, always more expensive, and of course we always complain that they are designed, they are a cover for more government control of everything. For example, to force people to use electric cars when we know that not only they're inefficient, but many times they simply go on fire and they push them anyway. So are they pushing, I don't want to say incompetence because this is deliberate. Are they pushing things that don't work so they can have people not drive cars at all, price them out of the market? What are they pushing?
Well, you look at electric vehicles. Yeah, I mean, the limited functionality of electric vehicles is consistent with a long-established goal of the left, and that is to limit as much as possible, step by step, limit and eliminate our access to cars, force us into public transportation, force us into concentrated population clusters in cities, all the utopian models, goals of the left. But you're absolutely right. In the case of cars, they're not coming. Yes, they're coming after gasoline and diesel cars, but they're really, ultimately, this is a step in coming after cars of all types.
Cars in general. And the thing is, they're not hiding it. That's what's so amazing. I mean, we remember that Dr. Evil video of Klaus Schwab saying that we can no longer have personal transportation vehicles. They said it. And yet, people, I guess what? They don't believe it. The next question is going to be, what do we do about it? Duh. But
well,
what do we, you know?
And and it's not covered. It's not adequately covered. I mean, this is what makes a program like the Alan Nathan program so very, very important. Generally, the so-called mainstream, really established left of center, big city coastal media, they either don't care, they understand that to advance their career, they just need to advance the narrative, or they're all in with it. And
how many of them are useful idiots, Kennerly? How many of them do you think, I mean, percentage-wise, I know we're just speculating here, but how many of them are useful idiots? They don't really know what they're pushing. You know, they don't understand where it's going to lead.
Well, you know, every group activity is really, I think, best understood as as a phenomenon that, you know, there are a lot of different motivations. There are subgroups, and some people are just along for the ride because they have a few years left in their career. Some, a lot of them, in the case of the green, so-called Green New Deal, they're in it to make money, and you can make serious money out of the billions being thrown about out of the Biden administration. Some really are true believers, but it's really a collection, and the overall attack on free speech, whether it's in the workplace or in social media or certainly in colleges and universities, the ongoing general attack on free speech is designed to discourage independent thinking and discourage people who might think, oh, I should do some investigative reporting about the water heater thing or global warming, because I will be rewarded for finding the truth, pursuing the truth.
Right.
I know they've set up a situation where you're not rewarded.
No.
And so that has a big effect.
I'm looking at a press statement that you made with the last statement, because I don't have time to read the whole thing. Much damage will be done in this pursuit of trying to control water heaters unless Americans unite to stop and reverse these destructive policies. What are you advocating here? What can people who really do care, who do agree with you, what can they do?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, they can, as Solzhenitsyn said during Soviet oppression, don't live the lie. I mean, in your personal conversations, yeah, call it out. Complain to the store that's selling the heat pump water heater. But a bigger step, the important step, is look to every election, local, congressional, representative, Senate, state legislature, and, of course, the presidency, and vote, because we're in this mess because Biden is in the White House. A lot of what he's doing now, most of what he's doing now, started under the Obama administration and was reversed by President Trump. So that's the big reversal that needs to take place, is a defeat of Biden.
Kind of gives you the motive necessary for the allegations that have been made against the integrity of our elections. If the stakes are that high, which they are, then the election integrity is everything, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. But people concerned about the integrity of elections, they can, work with groups dedicated to pursuing that purpose. They can call out local officials and so forth. But one thing they should not do. People who are concerned about the integrity of elections, they should not just throw up their hands and say, it's best.
No, they
I'm
have
not
to vote.
Vote.
No, the two are not at all the same, not even a little bit. Kennerly Davis, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much. How can people find you and your book?
Revolution, A Call to Turn Back the Lawless Left, Kennerly Davis, Amazon Books.
Thank you, Kennerly Davis. We always appreciate having you. Well, we're going to wrap up the show with a little more on climate change by our friend Gregory Wrightstone. Don't go away. We'll have him when we get back.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Chinese companies have flooded our country with illegal disposable vapes in youth-appealing flavors. Here's former Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Gil Kerlikowske.
Weak enforcement has enabled Chinese vape companies to flood store shelves with dangerous illegal vapes. We need federal officials to stop illegal vapes from entering the U.S., and we need local and state enforcement to take them off the shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost four times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure. You have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing. Visit linkedbylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loved sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call. Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about one in four car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone. For Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline. Thanks to everybody who makes the Alan Nathan Show possible. I'm pleased to have been a part of it. And I only say that before the last segment so that I don't feel rushed to do it. Thanks to everybody from Jane and Alan and James and Joseph and all the people that make the show work. Delighted to have once again geologist and the executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Arlington, Virginia. He's best-selling author of A Very Convenient Warming, How Modest Warming and More CO2 Are Benefiting Humanity. Thank you, Greg Wrightstone, who joins us right now.
Oh, it's good to be back on with you. It's been a little while. And as usual, this climate change nonsense isn't going anywhere, is it?
We know that there is an agenda afoot. There has been for a long time. And it's so interesting. Whenever you see this new thing that is pushed down our throats, no amount of fact, no amount of dissent, no amount of disagreement or just total debunkery can avert them from their agenda. Tell us the latest one about a 21 young people claiming the government's energy policies violate their rights. What?
Yeah. Well, this is a product of what was called our Children's Trust, funded by who knows who, but they've gathered up children in various states, blue states. They started in Montana, and that court case, there were 16 young defendants as young as 4 years old that were part
of
this
lawsuit. Oh, you mean the same four-year-olds that can choose their gender and call themselves trans, right? Those same four-year-olds, them?
Exactly. Now, maybe if it was my granddaughter Chloe, who's gifted, by the way, maybe I could believe it was her. But no, I'm sorry. You've not met Chloe. But anyhow, they did this in Montana last year. The judge there, woke left wing radical environmentalist judge, went ahead and ruled in favor of the children. There's one now, thankfully, just yesterday in Oregon, where the judge, a sane, common sense judge, apparently threw the case out of court and said that things like this needed to be established by the legislature. If you're going to do something, it needs to be legislatively enacted, not by an activist judge or legal system.
And doesn't this qualify as the lawfare that we're seeing being leveled at Donald Trump for things simply to stop him from being able to run for office? Isn't this lawfare sort of in the reverse, putting other people on notice that they've conferred rights upon themselves that the Constitution doesn't confer, right?
Exactly. They're using this, and they've been successful because the people don't know what the science. They've never heard the true science. In the Held versus Montana decision last year, brought by our Children's Trust, none of the science was presented. And we at the CO2 Coalition actually have completed a pretty thorough analysis and took a look at what our Children's Trust was alleging for Montana and similar to Oregon, and found out case after case after case, what they were alleging was just false. It was completely not supported by the facts, the science, and the data. And of course, as you know, that's what we're all about here as scientists.
Yes.
We support the scientific method. We support rigorous science that needs tested over and over again. And you know what happens if your test doesn't agree with your theory? You got to throw the theory out. They're not doing that.
You're a radical Democrat.
In the Montana case, one of our allegations were the end of snow, that the ski resorts in Montana would be a thing of the past. We took a look at and six of the eight ski resorts in the state actually had increases in snowfall over the last 30 years, completely contrary to what they were alleging. We found that fires in Montana were significantly more, both in number and area burned, 80 and 90 years ago, five times as many, as a matter of fact, is what they are today. And all of these allegations just do not stand the test of rigorous science, which is what we bring to the table.
Kind of makes you understand better than ever why the left is so interested in censorship, controlling the narrative, manipulating people and what they believe and think, because people like you come along and say, excuse me, not so fast. That's not what the evidence says. That's not what the so-called science says. Speaking of which, Gregory, we have time for you to just give us in a nutshell this whole CO2 thing. For those who haven't heard it, we have a couple minutes left. Talk about that, because the left would claim that your very oxygen is killing you if they could. In fact, I think they have in the past.
This is just one of the big disinformation campaigns, probably, well, I don't know, of our time at least, is this notion that carbon dioxide, which we consider the miracle molecule, is the demon molecule that will lead to the end of Earth, boilings of oceans, forest fires raging out of control. We find just the opposite to be the case. And in my new book, A Very Convenient Warming, I document this. We've moved beyond that there is no climate crisis, and for sure there is no climate crisis. That's easily proven, easily documented. We've moved beyond that and look and see that by almost every metric, our ecosystems are thriving and prospering, and humanity is benefiting from modest warming and more CO2. And we should celebrate that. It's good. It's driving global agricultural productivity is breaking records year after year after year. That's a good thing. We're productivity and agricultural productivity is outpacing population growth, contrary to what those like King of England wants to tell you, that we have too many people on Earth. I would tell him, maybe you should go first if you want to start reducing population. We're feeding a growing population with more productivity.
Greg, that about wraps it. Tell everybody they can find you and get your book.
A Very Convenient Warming. Google that, search for it, or go to convenientwarming.com.
Yes, and learn about how it's don't be afraid of CO2 or oxygen or drinking water. Greg White Wrightstone, thank you so much for joining us. We so appreciate your time.
Thank
you. Great. Well, that wraps it for this edition of the Alan Nathan Show. Stand up, speak out, be counted, and if I may, have faith. I'm out of here.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.